Yeah, you guys. Sorry for the wait.
Yeah, after this was a whole hiatus. Yeah.
Oh my god, guys, please forgive us.
Yeah, it's okay, dude. New year, new us.
And this new us is tardy as hell.
New year, yeah. The secret is the new us is worse.
We're busy as hell. No.
But that's how you get better for that. Like the following year, 2024. If we're bad this year,
yeah,
we can only be great
next year.
Next year,
oh yeah, yeah. You get in, buy in early. Yeah.
2023 disappointment year.
Oh yeah, this is like Dogecoin first year.
Yeah,
next year is gonna be like when Elon tweets about us. Yeah. But 2025, woof, that's gonna be rough.
That's gonna be 2022. Yeah. Wait, what? What?
No, 2023 is when they made Dogecoin for us, and then 2024 for us is like when Elon tweeted about it.
Okay.
But also, if we keep going with that analogy, I'm pretty scared for 2025.
That's when we're going blow.
Dude, no, that's when we're gonna.
That's when we're gonna like level out and be like better than we were, but like never really hit that high ever again.
No, we're gonna hit that high again.
I'm saying. No, here's the thing.
Doge is gonna hit that high,
Nate.
I got a lot of faith in it.
You got a lot of faith, a lot of Dogecoin.
I just need Doge to hit a dollar, then I can sell it all. Then I'll have $10,000.
Dude, Dogecoin is the most.
I'm rich.
There's definitely.
Speaking of rich, we got a story to tell.
I saw Andy. I was talking to people about the story, and when Andy was around, every time Andy would come around, I was like, no, you can't gotta save it for the pod.
Oh, yeah. When we were at fucking. Shout out Corgi. Yeah. When we were all celebrating. Sorry. Gordon Palooza. that was a fucking fun ass night. I was outside chain smoking and just pontificating with Alex and Liam. It was a beautiful night.
Yeah.
I was talking so goddamn much when we were.
It's like,
you were
on Adderall again.
It was like life gave me an Adderall. I didn't need the real stuff. The universe was like, here's your cosmic Adderall. And then I come back inside and I see everyone in the by the bar with their coats on. I was like, oh, the show must be over.
You and your cast, what are you looking for?
I just want to make sure I saw a flashing back there, and I wanted to make sure my phone was silent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cosmic Adderall.
Should we tuck the heater? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's there now. It's wintertime. It's chilly.
Here. It's cold. Yeah.
It's chilly. We got to bring out the desk space heater.
Dude, what do we got?
Are you trying to figure out where to start?
Yeah.
Just start from the beginning. You guys had a beautiful New Year's Eve in Nashville.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was every day was beautiful. Like even New Year's Eve was like the piece de resistance. I don't know if that's how you even say that, but it was the cap.
That's it, dude.
But, that's how you said it. I don't know. Did it apply?
Piece de resistance.
It probably didn't apply, knowing me.
No, I could tell based off your Instagram post. I could tell you were having a good time because you were vulnerable in that Instagram post.
Wait, which one?
You were like, oh, I got to read it. It made me laugh.
Dude, it won't be hard to find.
you, Gardini told me it was your idea to go through my... my past. Oh, he started posting them.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was my idea. Yeah.
No, it's so funny. It's the funniest Nate post of just like my 2023 peaked at 12:01 a.m. It's all downhill from here, and then just to like have that in a picture of you with Kid Rock. It was just like, dude, if you went back to fucking high school Nate, he's gonna be like, huh?
Yeah. Dude, high school Nate would hate you now.
He wouldn't understand.
He'd immediately be like, you have so many white friends.
He's like, why do you have so many white friends? I'm like, I don't know how.
I don't know. It just happened, man.
There was not enough white friends with Kid Rock.
And then high school me would be like, you have so many black friends.
Just ecstatic.
What?
What happened?
Oh.
How'd you get so cool?
Double digits.
They're full black too.
Not even half.
Being friends with Jay was a lot to deal with. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I still think that might be the peak, though. That's pretty wild.
That's not even a peak. It's wild, though.
What you think? What's your peak going to be?
I don't know.
All right, we'll see.
I don't know. That was
winning
nice.
Worms.
That's pretty nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you haven't won a Worms yet.
I'm probably not going to win today because all of you are going to team up on me again. You guys are afraid of my Worms game.
Well, you've been practicing. Though.
I haven't been practicing.
I saw you play it on your phone.
No, it's a different game.
Okay.
I deleted it.
Okay. Hey, if that's the coping you need, To get through worms, you have that.
Do you guys tag team me? And now Jib's here, I'm ruined. There's no chance.
Yeah. Oh, now with Jib's here, you know he's down to tag team a dude. Got him.
Bumping mics, dude.
So where do we start?
I guess we could just start the first night. First night, just regular old show. Thursday, yeah. We get there Thursday. Have a good. Well, first we were geeking out when we got to the place because Lemaire and Gardini got there first, and I pulled up later.
Pulled up.
And then
the place was crazy.
It was crazy. It was like a whole mansion.
Yeah.
Was this the Nashville Zanies?
No, the place we were staying.
Oh, yeah. The place you're staying at. Yeah.
And so we just went around goofing, grabbing hats off walls. Which I, when that lady was there in the morning, I was looking at those hats like, damn, we should have got them back on the wall. She was like, she like took pictures and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We thought we had time.
Yeah, she came right at 10.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like check out a hotel would be like 11 or something, but you can like leave at 12 and it's not a problem.
Or shout out the hotels. Where were we? When I think when I was doing that show with Chris and Zach, we were asking for a late checkout, and the guy's like, what do you want, 4? And we're like, yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, when hotels do that,
4 you're like, 4 p.m. late checkout is crazy.
I'll play with your balls, dude.
Yeah, 4 p.m. is nuts. He must have been a fan.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys, go have a whole day in that room.
Yeah. No, it was like a bitchy gay dude, and there was a whole thing, because we had 2 beds, and then Chris was getting a cot, and there was a whole thing trying to get the cot. Because there was apparently, like, some fucking rule we weren't supposed to have, like, some fire rule or whatever, fire department rule that you can't have a cot.
You guys can't be that hot in that room.
Then why did they provide it if you can't
Well, on the phone, they said there was, like, well, no. So then the bitchy gay dude at the counter was like, you guys can't have a fucking cot. And then Chris is like, I'll get that cot. And then randomly, we saw some guy or some lady in the hallway when we were coming back from the show. He's like, can I get a cot for the room? And he's like, I got you, dude. So, yeah. Free cot, 3 p.m. checkout. Yeah. Shout out whatever that hotel was.
The lady was the exact opposite. She was there at like 9:55 and came inside. Like she didn't like just say like, oh, I'll be out here waiting while you guys get dressed and get packed and stuff. She was just like, no, get the fuck out.
She's in there waiting. Yeah, she was a damn And she was a damn she had an evil white lady face too.
Yeah. Like she was just like she was just gonna say some mean shit and that they might be giant or no, fuck. That's the shitty band my brother liked. Remember the Titans? Yeah. I don't know how I mixed those two up. That was weird.
She did have a Remember the Titans.
You got a tumor too. Me and you both now.
Oh, hell yeah. You got a tumor?
No, I mean, I don't know. I did. I just, that fainting thing. The fainting thing's had me concerned since it happened.
That guy's an extreme athlete. You're
No, not that guy. The one I did on the podcast laughing at your nipples.
Oh. No, my nipple play.
Nipple play, yeah.
When I found out that was my fetish.
Yeah. Nipple fetish. Not what you found out. What you confessed.
The giving it a title. I didn't like the title.
Nipple play.
I remember I was trying to do a joke about that where I was like, oh, don't call it nipple play. Because there's always like, there's a certain time.
What would you call it?
I like to get my nipples cranked. I don't know, like when you
nipples cranked.
When you shorten it to nip. Yeah, I like to get a nipple crank. When you shorten it to nipple play, it becomes a lifestyle where I have like you know how like if you have a pineapple in your bio, that means you like want to fucking have someone fuck your wife or something.
That is a thing, right?
Yeah, it's like an upside down pineapple means you're into swinging. So once you call it nipple play, then I have
Were you about to put an upside down pineapple in your bio?
Then I wouldn't mean it.
I have to put like a beige circle in my bio to be like, I'm into nipple play, guys.
So I thought that was a thing. I was like, wait, is it? But
you put a puffer fish in there.
I just don't give it a title. Just make it keep it at a sentence.
I like the phrase nipple play. I like what it does to you.
Nipple play is better than nipple crank.
Hey Nate, I like what it does to me too. That's why I'm a advocate.
Yeah, you love to get cranked.
I'm an enthusiast. I like a good crank.
You ever go yourself? Like you're trying to finish, but you're in control, so you're like, I got this.
I think maybe as a test, and I was younger, I was like, that's weird. Don't.
It's weird when you just give it some lady back shots. Just, I ain't fucking. She's not looking.
I swear to God. Doggy, just like this.
I saw that last night on like one of my lists. There was a guy like. Like fucking, like tune in Tokyo.
Oh, shout out to the band.
Yeah,
thanks,
I gotta
buddy.
Fucking tune into this orgasm. Yeah.
So
you got to the castle?
Mansion. It was crazy. There's a decoy house up front. You drive all the way down. It confused everybody.
Every single Uber driver. Yeah. Was like, I'm here. But like,
wait, how far was the actual house from the decoy house?
Like right down a hill. Yeah. Like it was like there's a decoy house. It wasn't really a decoy house. It was just a house.
It's a decoy house. It's a decoy house.
Sure.
I don't know.
It was a whole other house that did shit on that house.
You were like literally in like a big ass house. Yeah. Yeah. That's like the funny part. I remember I would see this. There'd be when we still lived in PA, and then we'd drive to like Stress or whatever for the mic.
Yeah.
And then you drive like going through Jersey, you see a lot of these like big ass houses, mm-hmm. but they're right on the street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that has to fucking suck when you drop like 500K on a house, but you just have to be like right up on traffic.
Hear traffic.
Well, let me tell you something, Andy. It's definitely not 500.
You didn't hear nothing.
There were speakers in the roofs in some of the rooms, and some of them were next to each other. There was a patio, and there was a kitchen, and you could play music.
All
in the
of your
kitchen.
Jerk sessions got recorded on video. That house is definitely wired.
No jerk sesh.
Not one?
I mean, no.
Oh, you brought your lady.
I did bring my lady, so okay. I wasn't having jerk sessions, but, you know.
Nate got the windowed room.
Yeah, LaMare blessed me with the window room.
Gardini, dude. That was Gardini, dude.
Was it given to you, or did you like...
Well, because they got there first, so they had dibs on rooms and just...
We saw that room, we were like, that's Nate's room.
That'd be funny, too, if someone was about to go into that room and Gardini was like, no. That's for Nathan. That's for Nathaniel.
So you get there, the house is big as shit. I guess we can fast forward through some of that.
Fireplace, it was awesome.
Fireplace was dope. Pool was heated. I didn't get in once. LaMare did a backflip
into the pool.
Into the pool.
Nobody believed I could do it.
I didn't out loud say you could. Did I?
Yeah, dude.
I might have. Yeah. I think I said I would. Don't believe you could, Jules, but I wouldn't bet money against you.
You and Jules showed the most doubt.
Here's my thing.
Well, also was the most concerned. We probably love you the most.
You guys were,
because you were going to try to, because your intent was to, he said it was like a 5 foot, like deep pool. He's going backflip into
it. Was 6 feet.
Oh, my bad. Land into it on his feet.
He ran all the schematics to figure out if he should do the backflip.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like you shouldn't do a backflip into 6 feet and then try to land on your feet without?
Well, if he jumps into a 6 foot pool, he's got like 2 extra feet of space.
Yeah, I had room, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's like a deep ass pool for him.
I thought it was about as like short as Jules said, but then mm-hmm. I did the backflip and I like stood up and I was like, all right, I'm still underwater.
Wait, were you raised up or was it just on the lip of the pool?
It was on the lip of the pool.
Really?
Yeah.
You no non raised because LaMare sits in this weird place where your instinct is to be like, no, and not even trying to be mean, like, no, you can't do that athletic thing. But then you always like, I remember when we were at fucking Bethlehem and you busted out like a perfect Superman punch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, there's shit there. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, that's gonna ruin the hoodie. It's such a nice looking hoodie too.
Hold on. I gotta give this to the woman.
Yeah, you haven't. You know what that is? Nate hasn't spent. You know what that is? Nate hasn't spent his life as a fat man.
Yeah, I know.
That's what happened. He's too calm around white stuff.
Yeah.
No, around white clothing.
As a fat guy.
Yeah, as a
be.
Fat guy, dude. Yeah. Like, it's. Oh, my God.
We're both wearing black.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think. You don't even think about this, but just growing up fat, and just still a little fat, you naturally just drift towards black clothing and shit because the stains. You're inevitably going to get on your shit. It's going to end up on your shirt.
Whoa, Nate, did your shirt transform?
No. You know what happened to it.
Wow, that was clean. Yeah, dude, you gotta be careful with that. Coffee lids. There's always going to be like a hole in there.
Damn, dude, how old is that coffee cup?
It's today. I bought these. I was like, because I got a new coffee maker. I was like, maybe the bros will want some coffee.
Yeah.
So I got some to go, like, you know, a little paper coffee cup.
Yeah.
You starting a business?
I just was, y'all was coming. It's Sunday. Yeah. I was like, we do nice things.
Dude, Brother Nate's Cafe, dude.
Brother Nate's Cafe, man. I got a nice coffee maker. Yeah. I was excited about it.
You want a damn espresso?
Yeah.
No, I learned that. I learned that drinking fucking Starbucks a bunch. Even at Starbucks, there's always like a little spot of the lid where the coffee's gonna come out.
Yeah. I was kind of worried about that too. Like that was my biggest fears being realized coming in. I was like, I'm gonna wear my Philly hoodie, brotherly love, all of that, and then.
Fuck that, brotherly love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what the year's about.
Damn, dude. Sixers and Eagles are going to lose today.
It's over.
Jalen Hurts is playing, right?
Yeah, he's back in.
He's playing Hurts?
I saw a SpongeBob meme that confirmed it. I saw a SpongeBob meme on Twitter.
That's the funniest way that people actually get information is memes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, especially if the meme is accurate. It is like an easy way to disperse info.
Yeah. Like, that's funny.
But then that's the problem, too, because you get so trusted in the memes that you stop questioning them. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Memes have been right for so many. Then you see a meme that says something that's crazy, and you're like, well, this is my truth now.
Yeah. Well, and then you meet a guy who his info is only memes. Because memes are to get you started. Then you go watch the doc or read the book.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you find out how right or wrong the meme was.
Exactly.
Man, there was this episode.
So you did the back. Sorry.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the.
You said the backflip clean.
It wasn't clean. It was.
Where'd you? What part of you hit? How did you hit the water? Like, were you perfectly upright hitting the water, or?
Didn't get to see it.
Yeah,
I was napping.
First off, I oreoed the backflip a little bit, which is like I took a little like, just a little curve. It wasn't a straight on backflip, but it was there. Landed feet first. I didn't fall. I like. Buckled, but I didn't fall. Now,
were your feet completely under you before it hit the water?
Yeah,
that's impressive.
My feet hit the water first. Yeah,
that's pretty great, dude. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I almost. Yeah. I wish they bet money.
Yeah, I think I might have said out loud, I never would bet money against you to do a flip. I might have kept money from going in your pocket now that I think about it that day. Okay. I'm sorry.
No. It's
well,
okay.
The hustle
only works if we both do it.
Yeah.
That's the confidence of LaMare. By the way, we're getting confirmed more and more. Zach called him out on Real Ass Podcast.
What?
Where you're just like, oh, man, you're just saying things.
Oh, yeah. What did I do? I don't even remember.
Was it when you said you were like white people don't like me? And we were like, white people love you so much. Was it that?
No, I don't even remember saying that. I was probably just talking shit.
Yeah, you are.
I think that's when Zach called you out for you're just saying that.
You're right.
To LaMero, I was just like, every fucking 5 seconds at Skankfest, some dude who would look like he'd be my cousin would like run up to you and have his whole year made because he saw you.
Yeah. Backflip, easy. No, wasn't even a question.
This white love is making you uncomfortable.
Dude, it was like an 8-hour ordeal because I started talking about it at the Zanies.
The backflip?
Yeah, I started talking about it like when we were at the club. I was like, I'm going to do a backflip into the pool. And everyone was like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. And I went to sleep thinking about it. And I woke up. Everybody was downstairs.
He went to sleep upside down.
On my stomach.
Hopefully that'll give him backflip dreams. Yeah.
This is after Kid Rock's house, wasn't it?
No, it's before Kids Rock House.
I thought it was after.
Started the day with the backflip in the pool.
Okay, because the reason why I thought it was after was because I was asleep for it.
Yeah.
And I remember going home and going to sleep right after that.
No, it was at the beginning because I woke up, went downstairs. Shane was like, you got to backflip into the pool. I was like, I've been thinking about it all night. And I just needed someone else to help me confirm to do it. I went.
Sometimes you just need a cosign.
Yeah, dude.
You need one attaboy or like, go get him, kid.
Yeah. No, I literally only needed one cosign. Everybody was expressing doubt. And then, then I did it, jumped in the sauna or the hot tub, and fucking went to the room.
So that's Friday morning. That's before we even go to Kid Rock.
Yeah, before KR's.
Okay.
Before old Bob's.
Because we went pretty early. I feel like I would have seen that.
Yeah.
Because me and Gardein, that's the thing I remember about Kid Rock's day. It's not that it doesn't matter exactly when it was. So yeah. I
got up early and then take a nap.
But we went to Kid Rock's right after. That's what I'm saying. I think it was after Kid Rock's crib because I didn't go to sleep until we got back because I woke up too early. Yeah. Then we went.
You guys were away.
But both of us, me and Gardein?
You and Jules.
Okay.
That's what helped him do the backflip. Just a great day at Kid Rock's house.
Literally just floating.
The possibility of a great day at Kid Rock's house.
You were in the fucking bed just like, I will get in the pit and love someone.
Yeah. Bye with the bye. Yeah.
So was Kid Rock's house? I'm assuming how it went is you did the first show. Kid Rock showed up and was like, you guys got to come to my house tomorrow.
Mm. Literally.
That's basically it.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah. Okay.
He also said, oh, never mind.
Yeah. but, yeah, so then we go do that. They had a whole, like, we get there. First thing you get there, you pull up to the house. Wait, it's playing music.
Before that, you see it on the hill. You're driving up.
True.
You see it on the hill. You're like, oh, shit.
You just see an American flag in peeking the out the tree lines. What is that? And then, like, the trees, like, up, like spread a little bit as you're going. And then you're like, is that the fucking White House? We're in Nashville.
That's the wrong place. To get into his house, you have to sign the Declaration of Independence. Now, let me guess the shape of his house.
I signed James Madison.
Good shit. Let me guess. The house is shaped like a cowboy hat.
No, dude. It literally looks like the White House.
Literally looks like the White
House. He designed it based off the White House.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, Nate has to pull up.
Yeah, I have to pull up. Should I send?
And then we're going up to the... We're going.
I'll just show you. I don't want to put it on the screen. That feels like intrusive to his privacy.
Then we're going up into the driveway to his house. Then we're pulling up. It's playing music. There's garages. It's fucking hunting garage. Then it's his house. It's like, I don't know what song was playing.
But it was playing. Yeah. It was like his house was playing music. Like it was a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like it wasn't like speakers out front. It was like speakers built into the house that are just bumping.
He was definitely blasting something you'd hear in like a Vietnam War movie.
Yeah, for sure, dude. And then speaking of that, a former Green Beret Ray kicked in the door and was like, hey, y'all, how y'all doing?
Welcome to the White House of the South. And then Kid Rock walks up behind him wearing a Bruno Mars sweatshirt. Yes. They later told us that Bruno Mars is the best doing it right
and
now.
And not only did, you know, who, that's, I that's mean,
pulling
you know,
up to his house.
You know who else was talking about Bruno Mars? Have to be like,
dude. Yeah. It literally looks like the White House.
It's the White House.
Yeah. It's the White House, dude.
Damn, and you guys stormed his Capitol.
Yeah, we stormed it. Well, he let us in like a true patriot. Let us see what was going on.
He did let us in at first, and then, me, Nate, and Gardini snuck around a little bit. We got a little sneak peek of the house.
We did a little wandering. Well, he said go anywhere, though.
He did say go anywhere.
We didn't just like start tiptoeing through, but but the house was so nice. Even though he gave us the go ahead, it just felt like a place you shouldn't be. Like everywhere felt like I shouldn't be here. But like,
well, you know, like every couple feet of that house, there is a gun to handle anything wrong you did.
Dude, also, they're like military.
Yeah.
His guys are for sure. They'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like the one guy was cracking bags.
Yeah. This is fast forward like a little bit in the night. But
he's like, how do you crack the back so well? Well, I pretend it's an Iraqi neck. Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, that's all he was doing. Just that and like, just everybody.
I'm gonna bring some democracy into you.
And then that was a big deal. I think that was a big deal for all the guys that had ladies there too. It was the guy who was cracking everybody's backs was like a tall, handsome Green Beret guy. Probably in great shape, ex-military and shit. He's cracking all the dudes' backs and then he starts asking the ladies like, you guys want your backs cracked? And they all said no. And it was like, good. Y'all are about to get left in the ass. If any one of y'all say yes, you live here now.
Poor. Slut.
Yo, you just screaming at me. I knew you were a fucking slut.
Nate was like, if,
I fly you out here so you can have a good time. And this is.
Nate was like, his girl goes getting her back cracked. He walked in. He'd have to fight him. And he'd be like, look, I know you have no qualms about killing me, but I can't let you crack my girl's back.
Well, but luckily, she knew. She's like, no. I won't put anybody in that situation.
Yeah. I won't let my man get killed by a Green Beret.
I was thinking maybe I tried to be sneaky, get his gun, but he would have still just, before even he realized he did it, just.
You're like, oh, did you get my gun? I'll just use my other gun.
Right before he cracked everybody's back, he like asked the room, he was like, is anybody like uncomfortable with guns in here? And everybody was like, hell no, we're not gay. And then he took off his jacket and he had like a nice pistol and then like three just extra
mags.
Clips.
Yeah, clips.
Like, I don't know what Kid Rock is getting into out there that he needs three mags. But he had him.
Kid Rock seems like the guy who's like gonna like, if you only have one gun, he's like, oh, I'll give you more guns. Like, you don't have enough.
I feel like he didn't have one on him at all. I just think he just had guys. With guys he just had guys that are way more proficient.
Oh,
with
yeah. Him. How many Green Berets? Like
six? I saw two.
Yeah.
For definite
Green Berets. And the other one was like an old Southern Green. He was the man, though.
Yeah. He's definitely got plantation money, though.
Yeah.
His family definitely had. But he
was wearing this nice suit the first night, and I was like, dude, that fucking, he had a cummerbund. I was like, that's a nice cummerbund in there. It's that little handkerchief.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's a nice cummerbund.
I complimented him. I complimented on his glasses. He was like, you know us old players got to look good.
Dude, he was the man. Phyllis, greens and banana pudding. K-Rock's house was sick. It was awesome. We went to his movie theater to watch football. It was awesome. That's a movie theater golf simulator.
Yeah, movie theater golf simulator combo next to a bowling alley with like a bar.
And a grotto.
And a grotto, which I didn't know what a grotto was until that moment. Yeah. Like,
you always hear about it from Playboy, and then you finally see one, and you're like, how do I get this in my house?
And you're like, oh, I don't. I just died. Or I'd be kidding. No, actually, but was that, somebody said that this one of the security, one of the security people, I forget who said it, but his security said Kid Rock brings people to his house to be like inspirational.
Yeah.
Like, because he is just a poor white dude from Detroit, like at the end of the day.
He's just a white dude from Detroit.
Oh, like all Detroit. Yeah.
He's just a white dude.
Yeah, from Detroit. I've heard his dad had money.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
He didn't like give him any.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to tell you a story about that later, about Kid Rock's dad.
I don't even want to hit that. That's too much.
I'm talking about just personally.
Yeah. what else? It was a lot there. What was the day before? There was more the day before.
On Friday?
No, that was pretty much it. We didn't do shit. We got fucked up. We went to his house.
We didn't get fucked up on Friday. Friday was an easy night. We went right back. We were like, look, let's chill for Saturday.
Another cool thing his house has, you know those things you put like quarters in to like get a good view of a city? They're like, they're not binoculars, but they're like shaped like binoculars. But not had one.
Yeah.
And I think it was pointed towards the mayor's house or some shit like that. Maybe. Chance Willie, shout out Chance Willie, made a joke in them like that. So I don't know if that, they could have just been fucking
That's
around.
That's so funny.
But he just watching the mayor. Yeah, Kid Rock's the real mayor of this city.
He's the bad guy. He's like, I'm going to take down Nashville.
He got that house specifically because it was higher up on a hill facing the mayor's house.
I got to use my bow with the bomb.
Oh, another thing that he, I guess we'll get this. So this is the next thing. He also, I feel like his advice that he gave us, which was, it wasn't real advice.
It was real advice.
It was real advice, but it wasn't something I hadn't thought of, but it was like, it put it back in my head.
Yeah.
Kid Rock gave us after the first show or the New Year's Eve show, the early show.
Yeah.
He said to me, Gardini, and LeMaire,
like,
and
just pull your pants up.
Pretty much.
He was like, basically it was just, be more, what was it? And be emphasized more. Enunciate more, whatever. Yeah, that's what it was. It was enunciate more. And if it's a mad common, like, you know what I mean? It's basic shit. But I never felt like I didn't enunciate like that on stage.
That's good advice for you and Gardini.
Yeah,
because you guys have that, like, you can like. You guys have that like overly cool tone where you can it almost feels
it's just natural. We just exist in that.
It just has like a flow to it where it also too, but also too, if you do that where the mic's not good, you're sitting in the back like, what the fuck is he saying?
That's basically what I took from it when Kid Rock said it, because at first he was started giving us advice and was like, here comes a nigga who doesn't do comedy trying to tell us about comedy, and then he said that and I was just like, ah, at the end of the day,
it's Kid Rock.
He's Kid Rock, but also even if he wasn't Kid Rock, he was a person in the room who was trying to listen actively and couldn't hear us.
And that's
like,
also,
I mean, also it's Kid Rock, but at the same time, that's like anybody, that means that could have been anybody.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's also, that's not so much about like, you should say this in your joke. That's just about presence and performance.
Yeah. And that's coming from a legendary performer.
I mean? Yeah, go see him at fucking Woodstock 99 or whatever. He definitely knows stage presence.
Yeah. And then the next show, I personally, I felt like I had the strongest set I had all weekend. Just doing exactly that. And I was like, I got off stage like, fuck, Kid Rock was right.
Thanks, Bobby.
But, all right.
Then we smoked weed with Jelly Roll.
We did. Oh shit!
Oh, I saw that. I was gonna ask. Like Jelly Roll rules, right?
He was cool as hell.
He seems cool as hell.
He. LaMair asked him what his favorite slur were. He didn't tell us anything. He didn't say one thing about it. But LaMair's trying to.
Sounds like he didn't say anything. It really sounds like he didn't say anything.
No, he laughed and changed the subject real quick.
That rules.
Yeah. But he sparked us up with two nice J's and his big ass. He had his big ass black. Like I can't remember.
It looked like a Laredo.
I can't even remember what it was, but just a big black doubt, black rims, black interior pickup, just like exactly what you think a dude like Jelly Roll would drive.
Looked like damn future car with all the diagnostics it had on the car running at the same time.
Was it matte black or shiny?
It's matte black.
Oh, I love that because didn't weren't they on Robin Big? Weren't they rolling around in that kind of shit?
I thought they were in a shiny one.
No. I thought it was.
They're like in an Escalade. Though.
When it's done right, there's some dudes who don't know how to do it right, and it looks like they just went with a spray paint, spray can. But yeah, when the fucking all black, matte black shit looks right, it looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, he had that shit done right. We had seen it. We knew it was either his car or Bobby's car when we saw it out there.
Kid Rock.
Bobby.
Yeah, just
Kid
in case.
Rock.
In case
okay.
Kid Rock. Yeah, Bobby. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. We call him Bobby.
Yeah, I would. No, I would. Yeah. Sounds like you really got the.
We basically slept over. It's okay.
And then this is the best part. This is the part, one of the parts I've been trying not to tell.
This has
you.
Been the part. Oh yeah, oh, for yeah. people listening, I've seen Nate a couple times since then, and he's just been like avoiding this so hard.
This is the best part.
It's it was damn near beautiful.
So early in the night, Shane's with Kid Rock. Kid Rock tells him,
well, "This is also like after. Well, let me. Yeah, I've been practicing.
Which
I've been
night
practicing is, this okay, story? Yeah. This is so. This is after we saw his mansion. We already saw all his money, all this stuff, right? So then he comes up. This is New Year's Eve. This is like after the first show. He's like got jewelry on, rings, this nice gold watch that's covered in diamonds. And after the first show, he's like already like damn near blacked out and shit. And his wife is trying to leave, and he doesn't want to leave. But he goes, gets ready. She eventually like is talking him out, so he's like standing up to go. So he takes off his watch. He tries to give it to Billy.
Wait, but he tells Shane earlier in the night that it's a $300,000 watch.
No, this is later. This is later. Okay, that's okay, later. Okay, I told you I've been practicing this story. So he tries to give it to Billy first. We're all just looking at it, guessing numbers at that point because of how it looks. So he
hypothetical worth.
So he puts it. It doesn't fit on Billy. Billy's like, it doesn't fit. I can't take it. He tries to give it to Shane. Shane's like, I can't take it. He tries to give it to me. He looks at me. He goes, I should give this to the black guy. And then he goes to hand it to me. And I go, I can't take it. Like halfway once, and then he's like, no, keep it. And then I'm like, fine. Because I'm like, this is going to change my life.
And I respect that because that's the fucking thing. And you ever have someone like give you some money or something like that, and you're like, are you sure? And they're like, yes. And then you're, that's what I do. You immediately go, okay. I hate those people who fucking back, no, are you really sure? You're like, just fucking take it. They're giving you such a cool thing.
So I take it. And then he leaves the room, and then it's like, well, now that it's like everybody's mood changes because it's like now that it's here, Spud starts defending Billy. Spud's like, that's Billy's watch. He tried to give it to Billy first. Yeah. And Shane's like, yeah, but he did give it to Nate last. Like it's currently Nate's. Nate's holding it.
Nate's in possession of the watch.
And then I gave it to Shane.
Passed it around to everybody.
And everybody got hands on it. Was just like, damn, this is crazy. This Shane's holding. He's like, so we either gotta sell this. Then we like get to like we gotta give this back to him. So then Shane goes over to him and is like, yo, thank you. We can't take it back. And then Kid Rock goes, this is a $300,000 watch. I want you to have it. Gives it to Shane and then like leaves with his lady. And so now we're all like kind of turning into Schmeagol in the room.
No. Nate turned into
Schmeagol. No, not just me.
Immediately.
It wasn't just me.
It was Nate and the girls.
It was the ladies. It was Billy.
Billy
and Spud were both Schmeagol and hard.
Billy was calm.
He's disrespecting me.
I was there, dude. Billy was like, I don't want that watch. It's not. I don't want that watch.
No, Billy didn't say anything after that. Once he left the room, Spud kept saying, that's Billy's watching. Billy. Billy never once went, no, it's not.
Because
it's not
Spud turned into Smeagol.
And Billy had a Smeagol rhyme for him. I had nobody rhyme for me. No, you turned, were right there. Wait, you weren't no, rhyming no, no, no. for me.
You turned
you were
directly
split
into,
this wide.
No, you no, turned I mean, directly into Smeagol.
You're bad. You're besmirching my name. I didn't turn directly into Smeagol.
You immediately no, went, no,
I
didn't. I felt
it bubbling. I did. It was bubbling in me, but I passed it off. I was like,
guys. He immediately gave it to the girls. He's like, here, I can't do this.
No, I didn't. I gave it to Shane, and then Shane gave it to.
Yeah,
I was locked in on no, this moment. Was, I was holding was one a $300,000 watch. The last one was I had it, gave it to Shane. Shane gave it to. Then we're all talking. We're having this back and forth about what we were doing. That was like a potentially life changing moment. Everything stood out to me.
And then turned the watch over. And then,
no, she was like, that's not even gonna happen first. She goes, I found. Oh, does he say her name on the pod?
I don't know.
All right, we gotta take her name out.
people know.
And then what's it called? And then just goes, found it. And we were like, found what? She turns her phone and
34.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we gotta take it out.
Yeah. And then she turns her phone and it's the exact same watch on an Amazon link for $20. Andy, he had us all. LeMaire's putting it all on me. Everybody except for probably Shane got Smeagol.
No, dude.
LeMaire maybe didn't because it was nowhere near like his radar. I'm about to have to watch. It was me, Billy, and Spud, and I would have like, of course,
you, Billy, and Spud. You, Billy, and Spud had a whole Smeagol off.
We all had a whole Smeagol off quietly.
Well,
no one went full Smeagol.
And LeMaire's defense.
But look, this is after we knew it was fake. I just took a picture of it, but that's like the watch afterwards.
Nate Smeagol. Spud was Smeagol. Billy was Elijah Wood.
Billy already experienced the pressures. It touched his wrist.
Billy was Sauron.
And then there's the exact same link to the watch.
Yo, that's fucking great.
Dude, that was the best bit.
We just realized that he just got us with the best bit. He wore a fake watch
all night
to just leave and be like, have this.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's so fucking funny to find out Kid Rock does bits.
Yo, great bits.
But the funny thing is, like, can you imagine how many friendships he's torn apart with that bit?
Yeah, we were strong. Like, we held it together. I wasn't, you're making me sound more Smeagol than I was. I wasn't going to stab anybody.
No, Nate went immediately short. He was like,
I just started crawling on all fours. What are the Avatar people called? Nobbies? I was crawling around like a nobby.
Someone showed some light on you. You scurried away.
He started hiding in the bathroom. He was like, nobody can come in here.
Just rubbing the watch.
My Rolex. Give me my Rolex.
I'm going to be rich.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And even like blacked out, he's like, oh, I almost forgot. Like, that's why he was like, we can't leave yet. I haven't fucking turned this whole room into Smeagol's. Yo, that's you said, I think one of you guys said about like that can ruin fucking friendships. Because that happened. That's like the risk you take on running certain pranks. Because when you get into arguments, some shit could have like fucking happened where like you guys could have been yelling back and forth and said some shit that opens a door you can't shut ever again.
Yeah, and then
you just find out.
You've always been a greedy bitch. You're like, what? It's a $20 watch. Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, that thing I said that you can never unhear, if you could unhear that, I'd be ecstatic.
Also, we could continue to move on in this friendship.
Leave it up to the lady to fucking figure out it's fake jewelry.
Yeah.
She saved you, though.
Yeah.
Because if you would have gotten that watch... Also, too, the rest of your time with that watch, you'd be freaking...
These are sentences
freaking out.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, I'm walking around with $300,000.
These were sentences we were saying to each other. This watch is light as hell. And then someone else was like, yeah, but it's Kid Rock. There's no way he was just wearing a fake watch all night. But, like...
Dude, that's so
funny.
That's exactly what happened.
And then his Green Beret bodyguard came back later and cracked everybody's back. LeMaire made whoopee cushion noises. Every single push was like...
Wait. You were saying that, and we were all like, we were at a loud bar, and I wasn't able to like really like sit you down. What do you mean? Like, so when I heard it, I heard LeMaire was getting his back... The mental image I got, he's getting his back cracked, and it's like LeMaire just going like, oh. Just with his mouth. Like,
That's exactly what was happening. Everybody else was like, ooh. Yeah. Like, and then you could hear like the popping of the back. Yeah. But LeMaire was,
how? Why? How?
I was just expelled. I was
it also feels real good, so you get relaxed. I can see how you, like, your face gets relaxed in that moment.
He relaxed my whole body.
You get relaxed face, and like your mouth is relaxed, and then air forces its way out. You turn into a whoopee cushion.
What was that one joke on Family Guy when he's talking about telling Meg to like rub a man's back, and he immediately turns into a walrus? Yeah. And you're like, thank you, Green Beret. Oh. Were you guys trying to like? So, like, one time, my back was really bothering me, so I had to go get a massage, and when I showed up, they were like, oh, the chick you scheduled had to leave, so I had to end up getting a massage by a dude, and it was, like, mad, like, he fucking did his job, but it was mad awkward, because the dude, and, like, the whole time he'd hit a fucking spot, I'd have to be like, no, that hurt. And he'd be like, is that too hard? I'd be like, not at all. I barely feel it.
Yeah, I don't even feel it, pussy. Better.
You can double it up if you want. Fucking triple the strength.
Just can't walk.
I'm too relaxed. I'm just too relaxed.
Oh, that's after. Yeah.
You're paralyzed.
Yeah, fucking pussy. You think you broke my back? I'm paralyzed right now.
You're in a wheelchair. You're like, I didn't even feel it. Yeah,
yeah. You might as well drop a house on my back. I'm fucking fine. Yeah, then he got me tickets to Monday Night Raw. That was cool.
Yeah, how was that?
It was cool. It was fun.
That was so funny, too, because I was like, our communication was like, whatever about... Because I was like, I don't know when they're coming back. Are we doing the pod on Tuesday? And then I saw you posting, like, I'm at Monday Night Raw. I was like, we're probably not doing the pod on Tuesday.
You should have, dude. I should have been a lazy cunt.
I don't know, dude. Fucking all that flying and shit gets you fucking tired. I know coming back from Skankfest, I should have taken, like, one more day off from fucking work. Yeah. And I immediately got, like, sick because I couldn't, like... fucking fall asleep and stuff. So
got that Skankfest COVID.
Yeah, dude, you gotta get that fuck. Oh yeah, a bunch of people got by Skankfest.
Yeah. I mean, it won't happen next time.
No
way.
It's not even real.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Basically,
I mean, there are seven new strains in China right now, but
yeah, but that's just because they're making them up. There's also seven new weed strains that are just like Sour Diesel. They just call it something else.
Yo, you know, Ric Flair has weed.
That makes sense.
Old.
He's selling it under the Mike Tyson brand. I'm about to fucking get on that.
Just to have like one jar of it, like
Nature Boy.
They do seem
Nature
like,
Boy's own.
Yeah, I wonder what the strains would be.
Dude, it's probably like a Diamonds Are Forever. And so am I. They're probably just all of his catchphrases. He's just one. There's
just
one.
So
called,
am I.
Woo! And that shit's loud.
There's definitely one. Damn, you gotta get an advertising. There's definitely one called Style and Profiling.
Yeah, definitely. Some about Space Mountain.
Space Mountain
for sure. Space Mountain, dude.
That's too good for weed.
Yeah,
that is too good of a weed name.
We gotta get a weed strand.
What are
Agro Crack? I think Agro Crack is such a good weed name.
Yeah. That would be dope.
Dude, Puppies in the Mountains is our strain.
Puppies in the Mountains.
That's that would be strain. Tight.
Yeah.
Cause what
Puppies in the Mountains would be an indica.
That's just for new listeners. Yeah. Just look up Puppies in the Mountains on Google. We're not even going to talk about it right now. I said on Google's. Google Puppies in the Mountains. I'm not having a stroke.
Maybe you should
Unky Nate came back from Nashville.
Maybe you should learn how to enunciate, dude.
Bobby was right.
I've been trying. It's been working.
No, dude. Yeah, he was right. He was so right. I did it a little bit like, oh, yeah, he's right. It fucking works.
This is immediately everything was better. So.
It makes me slow down, too, trying to enunciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
he was right.
The human torch was denied a bank loan.
You sounded retarded.
Anchorman.
Yeah.
I'm also retarded. So.
The human torch was denied a bank loan.
That sounds fucking crazy.
It was good. What'd you do? No, I'm joking. How was your New Year's, dude?
Yeah, really though, how was your New Year's?
Dude, everyone's been asking me about my New Year's. I'm like, dude, I got the fucking hang up. Because, like, when you tell them that, they're fucking like, oh, all right.
Well, you just got to start being like, you go first, trust me. I do the exact opposite. If people don't already know, I act like, I just be like, I just was doing shows. Yeah. I don't like to talk. I don't want to say anything else because that's just how I am. I can't. Such a good time. I can't be like, here's this thing that I can't stop thinking about. But because also, if I get started, I feel like you ever get that thing where you like it's something you want to talk about, so you get started talking about it, and then you can't shut the fuck up about it. Yeah. I know that's like me with comedy. If I'm not around comics,
yeah,
and someone brings it up, comedy in any context, like now I can just
now I got a fucking flow.
Yeah, now I can fire off for 30 minutes until you see people just like, I gotta. When can I walk away?
Yeah,
but
for real, what'd you do?
No,
I'm seriously interested.
No. It was
yeah. Forget it, Andy.
Well, wait. Now it's awkward. No, it's just awkward shit with the cat.
Oh, damn! Yeah, you had the worst New Year.
That's why I didn't want to bring it up. Oh, it was just awkward shit with the cat.
My bad, dude.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Fucking slow.
Yeah. She's got a.
Still, he's sick.
He's got a fucking tumor in his head.
Damn. Dude, I'm sorry. Damn.
Like when they told us, I was like, "Of course he does. Of course he does." Okay.
Are you gonna?
You can't. No,
not
yet.
What
can you do about it?
Well, we got a fucking MRI, so we're figuring it out.
Yeah, how much is all of this costing, if you don't mind? Start a GoFundMe.
Patreon.com/PITM. Yeah. I need to get a fucking MRI for my cat.
Yeah, we should probably post that to the social.
I know, right?
See, at least a GoFundMe, not the Patreon. A little one time.
Man,
save Slim.
Not to be the fatalist here, but I also did convince Lewis to put down his dog. So, you know, why don't you just?
Did you do it or did life do it?
I did it, dude. Remember we were
on the episode?
Yeah. I was like, dude, just kill it.
Yeah. You are
about a pooch.
Yeah, he had a dog that was like mad old, and it was like getting to the time where it needed to die. And I was like, dude, just fucking. Put it down.
Yeah, it was like it was
so heartless when it comes to dogs.
It's not heartless. It's actually like the best thing. Like you want it to be in pain because of your love.
Suffering.
In his defense, Lewis's dog was like down bad. Like it would be the point where like you could be like, oh, this is my old cat, and just like within an Instagram post or a video or whatever, it's not gonna look like it's that down bad. Lewis's dog was at a point where it's just like, is that a Halloween decoration?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking rough.
Is that a skeleton with clumps of fur?
Bro, he just had those like cloudy fucking eyes when they go blind.
Yeah, the glaucoma eyes dog.
Yeah, it was like fucked.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I made some.
I know you love Slim, dude.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, man.
That's
yeah.
fine. No, it's not.
I get it. You can't be gay on air.
But also, too, I wasn't trying to make it a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Why don't you put him down?
Well, he wanted to hear the Kid Rock story first. So, I wanted to keep him around for the Kid Rock story.
Thank you to tell him. Lean on me. That was his move. Lean on me. That was his move, dude.
What, Kid Rock?
Yeah, he used to be a DJ. And he was like, he used to rap and DJ at shows. And he was like, they didn't really fuck with my rapping, so I just go DJ, and this was my move. Lean on me. Lean. That was a song.
We were talking about it on rap, but, like, Kid Rock was a dude, like.
Y'all brought up Kid Rock on rap? You can't not bring it up. See, it's just locked in.
No, yeah. Zach asked about it, right?
I have the exact opposite thing, because, like. Well, here's the problem is, like, when you have a New Year's Eve story like that, you run the risk of, like, someone being a cunt and getting, like, mad salty, and they make it about them, and I'm like, and they get, like, but, like, I would be so fucking excited to, like, tell fucking anyone that. I'd be talking for fucking hours.
Yeah.
I was surprised I didn't get any, like, DMs from, like, my black friends back from back home, like, you were doing what? Just because everybody's always looking to be mad at something, and everybody was kind of like, nah, that's cool as hell. Like, that's all I was getting.
Nah, because Kid Rock, for as much cool shit, for anything he does, like, the info's out there that, like, he'll do big, like, arena shows or some shit, but he'll cut these deals with the fucking stadiums or wherever he does his shows where he'll be like, tickets have to be reasonable. You can't overcharge them for beer. Yeah. Like, prices have to be fucking reasonable.
And he said, he also said a portion of what he gets just goes, he tells them to pay charities, too.
Yeah.
Like, from what they, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, too, I always respected that, like, so, like, you know, he was doing, like, the rap rock stuff for a while, and then he sort of shifted into, like, country type shit. Yeah. And I always respected he had a He had a song where the verses were, I forget if I'm doing this out of order or not, but like the verses were Werewolves of London and the chorus was Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
Like he used his sampling of rap and then did it in a country song. And he's just like, yeah, I don't care that this country song I'm writing is two other songs. That's my big hit.
I thought I made that song up in my head. Where it was like Sweet Home of Alabama, Werewolves of London. I thought I made that up because I would just sing it. Like,
well, no, there a lot of rappers are a lot because like this is the fucking decade of making money off nostalgia. So like, there's rappers doing that shit, dude. The craziest one, I kept hearing this one rap song, and then I started to realize I was like, that's a fucking Modest Mouse song.
Yeah,
like just a random indie band from back in the day.
Yeah,
and they use the song.
Modest Mouse. They're fucking legends now.
Yeah, they've been like...
They do Float On, right?
Yeah, they did Float On. They had like a hardcore fan base. They had a hardcore fan base, and then they had that one album was Good News for People Who Like Bad News or something weird like that. And then that's what got them...
that title.
That's what got them fucking huge.
Yeah.
Bunch of people did it. Fucking Megan Thee Stallion, basically, her one hit was Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E.
Doja Cat's one hit was just definitely... You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog by Elvis. Mm-hmm. But that was on purpose.
Yeah.
What
are
you making that face?
No. Who was it? That's a bad joke.
Yeah, you went into self-hatred real quick on that one.
Hey guys, if you're in Connecticut on Saturday, please, the 21st, come through my show, please. I can't remember where it is, but I'll post about it. I'm sorry to just jump into plugs, but I made the awkward face, so I just...
So just going?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be with Ari and Column from Thursday to Sunday in Pittsburgh at the Improv.
Yeah,
that rules.
That's gonna be fun.
That's the more famous guy who's featuring.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, Ari hit me like Ari's like, you can either feature or host, but it depends. If someone more successful is coming to feature, you're hosting. And then I got a text that was me, you, and Column are going,
and you're hosting.
Are you riding up with him?
Yeah, I think we all ride together. It's gonna be fun. Yeah,
that's a good ride.
Oh, you're gonna be in full panic attack. Driving to Pittsburgh with Ari.
Ari was like, he's like, we'll use the secret Jew tunnels to get out of to get around NJ.
It's gonna be.
I knew there was secret tunnels.
Change the weather, change the roads. You guys do everything. No, it's gonna be a whole car ride of Nate saying stuff and then Ari not reacting and then Nate looking out the window like, you fucking idiot.
You blew it. You'll never see the tunnels again.
This is the last show. You're not even hosting. You're just gonna work the merch booth.
I'm selling shirts.
Now I wish I was selling shirts just to post this story later. After the pod drops, like, oh, he really was. He was just there to sell shirts.
That would be, you got to post that in the Discord being like, wasn't entertaining on the ride.
Dude, the airplane. Give me some Permanente, bros.
Ooh,
Permanente. I've heard it's not even that good.
Yeah, I've heard it's fine. Yeah.
That's what, when I went to Pittsburgh with Robbie, we were asking everyone, like, what's the local food? And they're like, Permanente, bros. It's fine. Pittsburgh. That just is indicative of the energy of Pittsburgh. Yeah. Their staple thing is like, it's whatever.
Pittsburgh has awful food.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, I didn't have anything. Like, honestly, the best food I had might have been at the Improv. Like, just the tenders.
The buffalo bites.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Improv is sick. I love it there.
Yeah.
Dude, when we were in Pittsburgh, we were at this fucking gas station after the show getting like late night food and shit, and it was like basically like a Sheetz type of deal, and like I was like hammered, and they like put up my sandwich. I go to grab my sandwich and I realize like it's all completely wrong, and then I'm like, hey, like this and that, and then they fixed it up and I was like, thanks guys, and I take my sandwich, I go pay for it, and then I hear another number called and I look at my ticket and I was like, that's my sandwich. That wasn't even my sandwich.
He just took some dude's sandwich and had him rearrange it.
And then I told the workers they fucked it up.
Nicely.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Forgot about that. That's so funny.
Damn.
Dude, the Improv, I threw up. I threw up outside the.
Oh, that's where the throw up is from. Yeah. Somebody, I think I saw that when you posted your New Year's post. I was like, "Is that the Pittsburgh vomit?"
Yeah, that's the Pittsburgh vomit.
Was that at the bar near the train tracks?
No, that was in front of the improv because I was riding with the manager to get something from the club. Mm-hmm. He had to go get something, and I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." So when he walked in, I jumped out of his truck and was like, and I jumped back in the truck, and he was like, "Yo, did you throw up?" And I was like, yeah.
But yeah. I got it out there.
Yeah,
though.
It wasn't on your car. We were also racing and doing shots before that at a bar.
Oh, like running racing. Yeah. Yo, you get into such childlike shenanigans. Yeah. You're just doing cartwheels and backflips and races.
Yeah, it's just fun.
I wonder what you're gonna still be doing at 40. You think you'll still be doing races? No. If you're not, it's gonna make me sad.
I don't know.
You gotta mature.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know what.
Like Michael Vick. You see that episode of Atlanta? Mike Vick was doing races in the parking lot for $100. I'd probably lose $100. I'd be like, here you go. He's like, no. But dude, I'd do it.
I'm not betting to get you the first time though. I gotta see you lose a couple. I gotta see you go under.
Give me a month. I'm gonna get in running shape and in racing and sprinting shape.
I'm excited. There's gonna be an LA Fitness opening near me soon, and I don't know. I just want. Tried to go to one.
That's LA Fitness is a good gym.
That's what
they
I
got. Need. Swimming pools. I bet they have basketball courts.
Is it a week?
No, it's not.
It's cheap. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
It's like $30 a month or something. But most gyms,
it's LA Fitness,
it's like 35. I looked it up.
No, it's more than that. Dude.
It's 35 for if you want to have like access to every single one. It's 50. I was just looking it
LA
up.
LA Fitness is really 35 a month.
It's like 35 a month.
How much you got to throw down?
I think you do need like the sign on fee is like 90 or 100 or something, but then it's 35 a month, and then it's but with no sign on fee you can do 50 a month, and we're just plugging LA Fitness, but I think for 50
they've heard of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They're not under the radar like MeUndies. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 50, and then you can go to every single one and do that shit.
Oh, do they have like a steam room?
I think it might depend on which like one you go to. Some are probably more.
I've been wanting a steam room so.
Oh no, my bad. It's 40 and 50. So instead of 35, it's 40 and 50. That's just kind of. I don't know why the extra 5 makes it feel different though. Like
35 is reasonable. 40
feels like too much.
What do you do for $40 worth of gym?
What does it give? This is a whole LA Fitness ad. I was like, what do they give you for $40 a month?
Says, okay,
LAFitness.com/PITM, and you get out of that initiation fee.
It says all it's clubs official. Nationwide, unlimited group fitness classes, free personal fitness assessment, pool, spa, sauna.
Personal fitness assessment.
For $40.
I mean,
Personal fitness assessment means that a trainer looks at you for one session and they're like, all right, here's what we can do.
Yeah, that's
and
probably some bullshit.
Here's how much it'll cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they'll probably take you around, show you how the machines, like, okay, so you can lift 35 pounds on this machine, like shit like that. And then, and go from there. I mean, there's no machine that I can only lift 35 pounds. I'm just,
I don't know.
Just giving starting points.
Lat pull down? That's way harder than you think.
But 35 pounds, lat pull down, that's the one where you do.
Well, I mean, you could do one.
I could do two. I used to be able to do
double jerks, yes.
I used to.
Yeah, you used to. You also used to have a dick V.
I know. I know. I used to be able to do so much.
You can't bring up used to right now.
Yes, I can, Andy. This is Kid Rock's America. I can do whatever I want to do.
You're like, I had brunch at the White House.
I should be careful with this coffee.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
two hoodies, one app.
I forgot about the integrity of the cup.
It's very weak.
Well, going off what you get at LA Fitness versus like at Planet Fitness for like $20, you basically just get the gym.
Yeah.
And so that's probably a good deal for you. Yeah. That's true.
I think LA Fitness also has like these massage chairs. Planet Fitness has these like massage chairs.
They have a
special massage chair room that comes with your fucking membership.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you guys.
Is that what you go to? Planet Fitness?
I forgot.
No.
You go to CrossFit.
Just go to CrossFit. Wait,
I forgot about this ad. Hey, guys, if you don't want to be a fat shit this new year, sign up for planetfitness.com/PITM and get no initiation fee. 10 cents a month also. All right.
Okay. Yes, definitely. Real ad.
Just had to let the people know. I'm sorry. We're fucking out here getting scratched.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a great real ad.
Mm-hmm. That's a real ad podcast.
I hope the people sign up. We don't like fat shit fans. Only we can be the fat shits.
Our fans need to be tight.
Yeah, you guys got to be hot.
You got to be fucking chiseled.
You guys got to do a little TRT.
Just have the hottest audiences.
Yeah, dude. We're starting a cult.
Oh, TRT?
I mean, we're starting a fan base.
What?
Huh?
Did you say TRT?
No, I said we're starting a cult.
Nope.
I mean, we're starting a fan base. Shit.
You can get your initials tattooed on your neck. Did you watch the D'Elia doc?
Duh.
That dude was wilding out.
Really?
Oh yeah, some dude edited together like this hour doc about all the like the actual like the crazy shit D'Elia was doing.
Yeah.
Bro, he was like
should I get some popcorn?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah,
that's our movie podcast. Should I get some popcorn? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. All
right,
so I've been getting in. I'm trying to get back, get in the movies, but yeah. My bad. I want to hear this D'Elia creepy stuff.
No, like because he it was.
You know what else we should do? Sorry, right. Please continue talking about.
Let me compliment D'Elia real quick for his sick cult idea. Nah, he's just like he was like. Seems legitimately trying to start a sex cult. And like they kept playing clips from his podcast where he's like, I am starting a cult. People were like, Chris, you're crazy.
Can I ask a question?
Literally, he did that on his podcast.
He kept saying, like, I'm starting a cult.
That's a real serious question. What's so bad about a sex cult?
Voluntary sex cult with no manipulation. A-okay by me. But the problem is they often include a lot of psychological manipulation and forced sex and stuff like that.
Yo, that just
Nate, you know who you sound like? You sound like R. Kelly.
I'm just asking the questions. I just watched
Nate just starts singing every question he has. What's the big deal with her being 14?
No.
We check IDs at my sex cult. Fake ones included.
What the fuck was that? I was just watching this movie called Barbarian.
I heard that was good.
It was pretty good, but it was also dumb as shit. It has
Justin Long?
Yeah. Oh, that was part of Justin Long and the I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, it's popular and I want to see it.
Yeah, okay, I won't. But there's Justin Long's character kind of relates to something we were just talking
Sex
about.
Sex Cody? Justin Long is Chris D'Elia?
No. I don't even want to.
You find out he's not that long.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie's pretty dope, but it is the worst part. It's like it's good and bad though, because the lady in the movie, like the star of the movie, literally the whole way through the movie, she's making like it's not you know like some horror movies. It's like four scenes of like why would you do that?
Yeah,
it's like every 10 seconds is like lady. Why, like, go? But it's like so many times where, and then I was like looking it up after, and I guess that was the point of the movie is like some dude, the director or the guy who wrote the movie or whatever, he wrote a short story about women like ignoring red flags for like dudes who are being weird.
Oh yeah, women
like
ignore red flags.
Yeah, I mean, so do we though. I think we might do it. I mean, but the only thing is, our red flags are less dangerous. Like our red flags are like. She's gonna be creepy or crazy or something, but like a dude, like a woman's red flag is like he might chop my head off.
Andy was telling me about some red flags in the car.
Yeah, we were talking about in the car. No, dudes see red flags completely clearly, but the type of pussy that comes from those red flags overpowers what our worry about the red flags.
Yeah, you're gonna bust a terrific nut,
dudes.
That's what I was trying to tell him. He was seeing red flags, and I was just like. Ooh. The pussy's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. But also,
we'll
too,
talk
like,
about it after.
Just know, though, definitely after.
Red flag?
Dude, see red
flags. Do I feel synced up with you right now?
I think so. Dude, see red flags. Dude, see red flags like Mario at the end of a level. They jump on a pole.
And then they come.
They go down the pole, their dick goes up.
And he walks. I feel good.